What does it mean to be holy? There's really two different ideas out there of what holiness is. One which comes from the world, and the other which comes from the Bible. And these two don't fit together at all. They're completely incompatible. Because to the world, Christians, holiness is something bad. Holiness is something that at best is holding you back from what you could really be. I mean, just think of all the kinds of movies that you've seen, especially a movie where one of the characters is a Christian. If they're supposed to be a good character, their faith is usually a very small part of who they actually are, to the point that they are loving and accepting, and they're usually not like all of those other Christians out there who aren't the same way. But if the character is supposed to be bad, well, then it's most likely hypocrisy. Their holiness is just a mask for who they really are on the inside. Or it could even be something evil, so that the heroes of the story have to overcome it and defeat it in some way. And even if the character isn't a Christian, think about how Hollywood depicts purity within movies. Purity is something which is laughable. It's a flaw that needs to be overcome. You just need to loosen up, you just need to let go, and really live life for what it is. But that's how the world looks at holiness, Christians. Holiness is something bad, or at best, a kind of naivety. You even see it when people talk about having a holier-than-thou attitude. Holiness is something that we should not be too much of, that we should just keep it to ourselves, just let everything go, and be like everyone else. And the less time that we spend in the Bible, Christians, the more we are going to be affected by this way of thinking. And it can confuse us then when we come to the Bible and see what it has to say about holiness and why it is a good thing. So what does the Bible say about holiness then? Well, to learn that, we can look at our Old Testament reading for today. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, Moses is talking to Israel as they are about ready to go into the Promised Land. And he says to them in the first part of verse 6, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God." And we see in that sentence, Christians, the first part of what it means to be holy. Because one of the most important words in that sentence is the little word to, holy to the Lord. And we usually use that word to in a couple of different ways. We can use it to mean possession of something, like this belongs to me. We can also use it to mean direction towards something, like I'm going to the store. Both of those meanings actually help us to understand what holiness is. Because being holy is not something that I just am in myself, as if it depends on my feelings or whatever I happen to be doing. Holiness has a direction. Holiness is pointed somewhere. Holiness looks to the Lord. And if we want to learn what it means to be holy, we need only look at God. This is why Leviticus 19, for example, says, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." So I don't want to look at myself. I don't want to look at the world. If I want to learn holiness, I look to God. And likewise, being holy means that I belong to the Lord. I am His. He is my master. So that holiness is not something optional for me as a Christian. It's at the very heart of what it means to be in Christ. This is why Peter says in 1 Peter 1, "As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." So both of these things together then, Christians, show us that half of what it means to be holy is to be like God in everything, to think like Him, to act like Him, to speak like Him, to be like God. But that's not the whole picture. That's why I said it's only half the picture. The other half we see in the rest of our verse in this reading. Verse 6 again. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. The most important word in that sentence is chosen. If I choose something, that means that there are at least two things in front of me, and I have to pick between them. And when I choose one for myself, then it becomes different from all the other ones that were left behind. It becomes something that is mine. And it's the same way with God choosing us, Christians. God calls us by faith out of the world. And because of that, we become different from the world. We become different in the way we act, different in the way we speak, different in the way that we think. We are different because of God's choice. Now, I know that the world loves to talk about being different. I mean, just listen to the news even. You'll hear things like diversity or celebrating differences or being yourself or whatever it may be. You know, being different is what makes you, you. That's what the world likes to say. You hear it all the time. But being a Christian, Christian holiness, is not just being different from everybody else. It's not about being weird in that sense. Rather, these two things go together. Being different from the world, but being like God. Put them together, and you have what it means to be holy. To put it a little bit differently, being different from the world means that I am now the same as God. I think the same, I act the same, I speak the same, and so forth. I'm the same as him in everything. And because I am the same as God, I am also the same with all of those who are in God. That we as Christians also think alike. That we are the same in Jesus. This is why Paul says in Philippians 2, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. So both of those halves together, Christians, show us what it means to be holy, to be different from the world, but to be like God. And being like God means that we are also like one another, so that all will be able to tell that we belong to Jesus in all that we say and do. But that leaves us with two more questions. And the first of those questions is, well, what does that look like exactly? What does it look like, practically speaking, to be holy in this world? Well, we see the answer here in Deuteronomy 7 as well. Because you'll notice at the very beginning of this reading, Christians, the very first word is for. For implies that everything that we've just read, our reading for today, is an explanation for something else. It's giving a reason why we should be doing something else. And that's exactly what we see happening here in Deuteronomy 7. Because in the first part of this chapter, Moses is commanding Israel to destroy the false religions within the promised land. They were going to go into the promised land, but those who were already living there were doing all kinds of evil things. Things that the Lord did not want to continue. Because they would prove to be a problem for Israel if they did continue. The temptation would simply be too great. This is why Moses says in verse 4, for they would turn away your sons from following me to serve other gods. Then the anger of the Lord would be kindled against you, and he would destroy you quickly. If they served other gods then, if they were just like everybody else, then how could they be holy? And if they weren't holy, then how could they be a witness to the rest of the world? Israel had to be different so that they could, because through them, salvation would come in Jesus Christ. And so God commanded them then to do very specific things. We hear in verse 5, but thus shall you deal with them. You shall break down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars and chop down their Asherim and burn their carved images with fire. They were to do these very specific things because they were a people holy to the Lord. And Christians, we are not commanded to do exactly the same thing that Israel did in Deuteronomy 7. But we can see here that holiness is something quite specific. Because up to this point, we've been talking about holiness in a very broad kind of sense, kind of a general thing. And if we keep it in a general kind of thing, in a big picture sort of sense, it's easy enough for us to accept it, but then it's also easy enough for us to ignore it, too. It doesn't actually change anything if we don't get down to specifics. So being holy, then, is not about the general picture. Being holy is about paying attention to the details, about thinking about the nitty-gritty of what it means for how we live. If you'll notice in the New Testament, for example, Paul and the other writers never leave it vague. Paul does not say, be holy, and then just leave it at that. He always gives very specific examples. He will say, for example, that fathers should not provoke their children to anger, but raise them up in the fear of the Lord. He will say, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. He says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. He says, do not let there be foolish talk or crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. He says, it is good to not eat meat or to drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. All of these things are very specific. We can see what it means to be holy. Paul even says that being holy means that two women who were fighting with each other should be reconciled. Philippians 4, he says, I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. So holiness is not a vague thing. Holiness means examining everything that we do in the light of God. There is such a thing as a Christian way of doing things that I should seek after in all that I do. And I want to seek after God so that I grow and change in him each and every day. But that leads us to our last question. Why? Why should I be holy? Especially when being holy is not an easy thing to do. Well, Moses gives us the answer to this too in the rest of the reading. Holiness is not about who we are, Christians. It's not about what we've done. It's not because we were so numerous. It's not because we were so strong that God chose us. Holiness is based on who God is and what he has done for us. This is why verse 9 tells us, know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And this same faithful God brought Israel out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. And for that reason, they were called to be holy towards him. Holiness is our response to what God has first done for us. And the same is true for us as Christians. Think of all of the things that Jesus has done for us. Jesus brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus laid down his life so that we might live. Jesus gave himself up for us so that we would be forgiven. And for that reason, we now walk in him. We love one another because he first loved us. And we are becoming more and more like him each and every day. In fact, I think Paul says it best when he says in Romans 12, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Holiness is worship. Holiness is giving thanks to God for all that he has done, giving praise to him for everything that he has done for us in Jesus. It means that every waking moment of our lives becomes a sacrifice of praise to the Lord, a gift of gratitude for him, for all that he has done in his Son. So Christians, be Christians not just in broad strokes. Be Christians also in the details. Offer up everything that you do, the way that you wake up, the food that you eat, the clothing that you wear, the work that you do. Offer it all up as a living sacrifice to God, because you are a people holy to the Lord, his treasured possession through Jesus Christ, his Son. Let us pray. O Lord our God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love you, pour out the Holy Spirit upon us today to make us holy in all that we say and do, so that we may offer up all our words and thoughts and actions as a living sacrifice to you through Jesus Christ, your Son, who has given himself for us to make us your holy people. In his name we pray. Amen.